Hey, good morning, Action. How are you?
What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing, man.
Called
Just check.
call
Just
to
check.
give me the call to give me the schedule for the charger.
I did, actually. That was part of the reason.
Yeah,
But yeah, just
they ain't got no bye week.
not yet. I think it's week 8. But we got a tough one this weekend, though, against Atlanta.
Oh, the Dirty Birds. Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
that
yeah. They're...
Damn, that damn Julio Jones and that Ryan, boy, they putting together something.
Yeah, they actually, yeah, they have a pretty decent running game too now too. So we're gonna have our hands full.
Yeah, y'all got to go there to the ATL.
Yeah, and the one thing is that Rivers has never won there in 5 games that he's played there, so it's gonna be tough.
But you know what? I like them kind of games. I think that can lead to an upset.
That's what I've been reading too. A couple pretty well-known sports reporters are saying there that don't be shocked the Chargers upset them. So I'm hoping for the best.
I love them. I like to see them get a major upset for the week. That'd be the game of the week.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And it's kind of weird that they're playing so late, even though it's back east. Usually it'd be like a 10 o'clock game. Because
yeah,
I'm on the west coast.
They gotta have
some damn
cornerbacks that can shut Julio down.
I know. Yeah, exactly. The guy's almost unstoppable.
Of course, they are an adjustable team too. They got that damn running game, shut Julio down, and they got that running game, so they have to have some linebackers and cornerback on their damn job that day.
Right, and you know what? We're missing Tao right now too, who was pretty versatile. So some other guys are going to have to step in and, step up, basically.
It boils down to how hungry they are. If they want to really get an upset in and make history,
Yes. Then
they got to get hungry. They got to be hungry.
Yeah, I agree.
You ain't hungry enough for it. You ain't going to get it.
I couldn't agree more, man. I couldn't agree more. It seems like Rivers has the ability to get those guys fired up, though. I think they're going to come out with...
Rivers hungry. He is hungry, man. He just got to have the damn other team get hungry with him.
Yeah, all at the same time.
Everybody fighting over the same damn plate like two rabbits. Well, I ain't going to say rabbit, but two raging as vicious damn Rottweiler fighting over to trying to get the... Who gonna get the damn dinner plate?
Exactly.
You got to have them kind of... You got to have that working on the team, right? Just like that.
Yeah, you got to have everybody in that same mindset.
You got to have a vicious, vicious-ass mindset.
Yep.
I mean, you going to fight, scratch, pull, gouge, every damn thing you got.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, cheat until you get caught. Just win.
Yeah, Al Pacino couldn't have put it no better in the movie Any Given Sunday.
That was a great movie.
Claw our way for that inch. One
yes.
inch at a time.
Yes. I love it.
Al Pacino played that. Him and Jamie Foxx played that damn movie, boy.
I've seen that movie like 50 times. I love it.
I got you beat. I got about 1,000 times.
Right on.
I probably can play out each damn part.
That's awesome. That's
what's
awesome.
What's the matter, Steaming Beaming? You forget your beam, your juice?
you didn't know the whole script right there.
they ain't going to play for him, Coach. But then let him learn then.
I think they should make a sequel and have you in that, man.
He got the high horse out there. They didn't want to play for him in that ring out there.
No.
They were playing the lick on Jamie Foxx in that ring.
Indeed. Hey, are you still out on the road by chance?
Hell yeah, man. Well, yeah, I'm gonna be in this weekend though. It's already playing. I'm gonna drop this load in Little Rock, Arkansas. Then I'm going to pick up another load down not too far from there, about an hour and a half from there. Then I'm taking it on into the house.
Oh, nice, nice.
Boston, Monday morning. The wifey already, she got started. She already started separating receipts and shit. And like a good woman, boy.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, I could not agree more. So, so she's working on the profit and loss for you then?
Not a separate number C. Yeah.
Perfect.
Cool. I asked, I said, you want to do anything this meeting? I thought you was working on the profit loss. I said, I am going to work on it.
Nice.
You've been playing with taking the kids to Six Flags every other day for the Fright Fest thing, and not to mention the kids at the school.
Hey, weren't you guys going to do like the Rocky Horror Picture Show thing this weekend, or was that last weekend?
She did that too. Damn, I see you got a good memory.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do it because I got stuck up there in damn Illinois, Ohio, somewhere. But I was trying to make it back, but
yeah, just
I was too damn tired, man. That damn truck was wearing my ass out. But she went. She said it wasn't that damn good. Her friend, colleague, they all work in the same school. Friend, colleague, former roommate.
Uh-huh.
She loves that type of shit. And this is actually that's the second time she wants to see it every damn year, every birthday. I'm like, what the hell?
It's not changing.
Oh, man, I tell you, why she want to see that damn thing over and over again like that? I mean, I respect that that's her thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my thing too. Like I said, I watch damn Any Given Sunday 1,000 times. Why you watch it like that? So I love fucking football. That's why.
Boom! There it is.
We're gonna claw for that inch.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, I love that shit, man. But see, I said, God, doggone. I said, I wanted to go just celebrate. But I like celebrating people's birthday with them.
Yeah.
I just love entertainment. That's my passion, entertainment.
Absolutely.
Truck driving is not my passion. It's just something to keep me from washing dishes and flipping burgers.
Have you ever thought about being a stand-up comedian?
People always tell me I miss my calling. They say, man, you look just like Will Smith. Man, you miss your calling. I say, yeah, I probably have, man. Took some wrong turns in life and shit, but I ended up there.
There's still time.
I used to be the class. I was what they call the class clown back in high school. Man,
I was
but
too.
I got my grades, though. I got my grades. They actually teacher kicked me out of, English composition. She kicked me out of the English class.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because she said, I'm not kicking you out because you're a bad kid, actually. I'm actually kicking you out because I know you chose this class because you can skate through it easy.
Oh.
You are above this class, and what you're doing is disturbing the other students by you joking and clowning around. You disturbing the other students. I'm going to have the principal put you in an honors class. I said, oh, no.
Don't make me work.
Yeah, I got pissed off that day, man. Actually, I got pissed off at her and the damn principal. And, you know, after a few weeks in that damn honors literary class, that composition class, I actually loved that shit.
Yeah.
That was me. She found me. And I hate I never did go back and thank her.
That's
all that Henry Wadsworth Longfellow short story shit, that Shakespeare, William Edgar Allan Poe, Shakespeare, Edgar Allan Poe, the Raven, the Tall Tale Heart shit. That's me.
It's fascinating. It really is. It really, and it challenges you.
Damn, man, he actually built a brick wall around himself. What the hell?
It's some pretty deep stuff there, for sure.
You ever read that before?
Oh, yeah. I was in the same boat as you, actually. I took all the honors classes and all that stuff as well, too. And, a lot of Edgar Allan Poe and, you know, Shakespeare, all that stuff.
I kind of figured you did. I could tell in your Instagram.
Yeah.
Man, brick this stuff in. Who the hell brick this stuff in? All right.
Yeah, it gets you thinking. It definitely gets you thinking, for sure.
Yeah, man, the rave out, man. I said, damn, man, I actually like this shit. I love writing. I'm a great writer too. Somebody needed to discover that, you know. And that's what I be telling in the church. I'm a youth pastor, by the way. If I never told you, I be telling about these teachers. I say, teachers, y'all need to find these students. stop being here for a damn paycheck. I know y'all don't make much money. Teachers are the most underpaid employees on the face of this planet.
Yep, and underthanked.
Underthanked, underappreciated. I said,
yes.
We need to find these students. Sometimes these students be in classes they don't need to be in. They need to be in other places to find their gifts.
Yes. Yes.
It took an English teacher to kick me out of her class because I was class clowning around, and I was getting straight A's and B's in that class.
You know what? That makes sense though, because I could see you like in a public speaking role, so that makes perfect sense that you being a youth pastor. You know, I bet that those kids love listening to you.
Oh yeah, I make church fun, man. I tell them all the time, being a Christian is not boring.
No.
If you think so, take a look at old action. Being a Christian ain't boring. When I go take my, man, I wish I had videotaped that. When I go to collection plate, it's not a show-off thing. When I go take my tithing and offering up to that plate, man, I done did somersault flips. They say, man. You say you almost 50 years old. You did a somersault in front of the collection because I'm so excited about God blessing me to be able to give tithing and offering.
That's amazing.
I love it. I love to give. I love to give. And God is blessing me to give. I'm not talking about no $10, $15, $20. I'm putting $700, $1,000 in these collection plates, man.
Wow.
That's the kind of money that my trucking business makes.
That's amazing.
I'm like, he said a tenth. He said God only asked for 10%. He let you keep the other 90%.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that seems fair, you know.
he say tithing and offering need to be brought to the storehouse, so the offering is on you. He say, but you need to put something else, so. It's actually 11 or 12%, but I put tithing, that's 10%. Then I turn around and put something for offering in the youth ministry. So, you know, I keep 85% of my money, and after taxes, of course.
Yeah.
I say, man, God's math is simple. I mean, you know, hey, let's keep most of it. Why? You know, a lot of people try to think of all kind of excuses.
Yeah.
Why they can't afford that 10% in that offering. I say, man, God will make it so you won't even receive nothing.
Yeah.
You'll be wondering where your next bologna sandwich is going to come from. Don't play around with God's mathematics.
It's very simple. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
The golden rule.
But yeah, man, it's all good. But yeah, we're going to get that done. Even if I had to take Monday off.
Okay.
And because this load due in Austin Monday, but I might have to take off. He needs to work on his truck anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
Yeah, he needs to work on his truck anyway. So I suppose he needs to take a day off and get the damn truck running because DOT, they hot to trot out here, man. They want money, revenue.
Yeah.
I want that money right, tickets left and right, so I'm sick of this.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Kids are expensive as all heck.
That's why I'm finna buy me a good truck. That's why I'm asking y'all to help me find that, but I'm finna get me some nice equipment and keep my equipment nice. So they pulled me over. I ain't worried about it. Shit. You can't find nothing wrong with this damn truck. You wasting my damn time. I need to be going to get this load just so I can make money to make these payments.
Hey, does that happen that often? Do you get pulled over for like inspections and stuff like that, or?
Hell yeah.
Just out of nowhere, just they want to take a look at your rig.
Yeah,
or?
I had a DOT state trooper who called him full grown bear. I had a damn full grown pull me over, man. And when he got around there to my damn driver's side, talking about, I pulled you over because, you know, your parking light was on, but your headlight wasn't on. Sometime in the daylight, I was just waking up that morning, and the sun light was up. It was just rising. The sun was just rising. So
right.
I turned our headlights off and run without just our running lights. can't hold your head light for all, but your parking light on, but that driver's side parking light wasn't working. So, but I really just pulled you over for nothing. I just want to check your truck out.
That's some petty BS right there.
That is a bunch of bold faced. He lied.
Yeah.
Right in my face, he told a damn lie. I pulled you over because your parking lot wasn't working on your driveway, but I really pulled you over for nothing. I just wanted to check the truck out.
That is BS.
I wish I would have had my damn tape recorder on. I kid you not, that's what he said.
Yeah, man, you got to have your phone handy and have the recorder handy for that stuff.
I'm like, man, come on, man, but they got a right to pull you over for no reason at all.
Really?
Commercial vehicle.
I had no idea about that. So at any time, if they want to inspect the vehicle, they just pull you over.
Yeah, they can pull you over. It's called filling their quota for the day. They want to show they got to show their supervisor they was out here doing something instead of sitting on their ass idling the damn vehicle.
That is some BS.
Well, you know, it's legal. I mean, commercial vehicle, I mean, it could be carrying dope, anything.
True.
It could be carrying illegal aliens. They can pull you over for any reason. It's commercial vehicle.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, though. You know,
we up under the federal law, but see, it's actually a fucking double standard. I can go home and get my damn Toyota 4Runner. It's not a commercial vehicle. I can have it full up with damn kilos of dope.
Right, and they're not going to pull you over.
Hell no, because it's not a federal mandated vehicle. It's not a commercial vehicle.
Aha. I had no idea about that, though. I didn't realize that was, with driving commercial vehicles, that was part of the deal, is they could just, you know, pull you over for inspection at any point.
When you get around, if you ever find yourself around a truck driver crew,
uh-huh,
or a truck driver, little, we call them truck driver convention in the truck stops. Everybody circling around, telling these stories, a bunch of bullshit, really. Some of it bullshit. You can't get caught up in it.
Right. I hear you.
Truck driver lies and shit, but most of the time, we talk about the damn crooked-ass DOT. Get in that circle. Don't tell her you ain't no truck driver. Just get in that circle and pretend you're a truck driver. Say, man, these damn DOT officers out here, boy, I tell you. You going to turn here. Yeah, what they stop you for? They got you down? Man, them fuckers. Man, I tell you what. They got me up in damn Illinois. This son of a bitch is there. Pull me over. Look, they found everything wrong. The damn tire. Some of my tires were 30%.
What?
Hey, told my brakes were 20%. Oh shit, you hear all kind of shit when you talk about the DOT.
Well, what the
truck driver? We don't like them fuckers.
Do they have like calibration equipment and stuff with them to check the your brakes and all that stuff, or are they just making these like guesstimations?
Yeah, they got all that shit.
And then you get a fine as well, right?
Sometimes they write you a fine if they got a hair stuck up their ass, but sometimes they don't. But you see, we are regulated by the CSA.
What's that?
It's the Federal Safety Commission Act on commercial vehicles.
Oh.
And okay. It's like your driving record has a score.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like regular driving record.
Yeah.
They got a separate damn thing for us truck drivers. So we actually got two records that's betting against our ass. They say, it hurts us more than it helps.
Right.
Even if you write a warning on that damn thing, it counts as if they wrote a ticket on you.
So it's like a point against you.
Even if it's a warning. It's the same damn point.
Well, that makes no sense.
Yeah, they fuck us up bad, man. That's why we have to make sure our eyes are darted and our T's are crossed.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's why I'm coming in probably to take the money off so he can fix this damn truck, because I'm tired of riding around here with my head on a damn swivel.
Swivel, yeah. Looking for cops.
Yeah, they'll stop me and they'll find an air leak on this bitch and they'll shut it down.
Oh, man.
You'll have to fix it right down the side of the road.
That is some BS.
And then when you call his cousin Bubba, yeah, his cousin got a fix-it shop not too far from the damn where he stopped you at.
Yeah, and he'll charge you. Bubba will charge you an arm and a leg.
Hell yeah! and you held hostage. You held hostage there until you get that shit fixed, man.
And they know it too.
Hell yeah, they know it. Shit, it's all a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I say, man, you know, I'm going to get me this nice piece of equipment. Guy want $30,000 for it. He just put $16,000 worth to rebuild the engine in it. I say, man, that's going to be a brand new truck for me.
Nice.
And, this trailer dealership, Great Western. I need to send you all that spec so you get a heads up.
Yeah,
And, yeah, it's out there, $21,000. But that's like $51,000 worth of equipment. That's going to be real nice. Only reason he's getting rid of it is because he went to work for Walmart. And he pulled Walmart stuff with the truck, but he said he got tired of just putting maintenance on the truck. And, you know,
yeah.
he's an old guy. He ready to retire. He's working on his retirement. So with less stress, he just went to work for Walmart, and he'll be driving their truck instead. I think, shit, man, congratulations. Because
yeah.
You have to have a high standard driving record to work for Walmart. And then furthermore, they pay you $75,000 plus a year.
Wow.
You know, and it's not even your truck. You ain't got to worry about no truck, no fuel, no maintenance, no tires, no nothing. Just drive that truck.
Yeah, no insurance, none of that.
None of that shit. And you still making close to six figures, if not six figures.
Hey, I wouldn't turn it down.
Hell no, he say that it's less stressful. You know, and he'll be riding out his retired benefits. I mean,
nice.
Shit, man, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, out the world.
401k and all that.
Hell yeah, all that shit, man. Profit sharing. You
Oof.
Know Walmart, a multi-billionaire company.
Yeah, yes, yes.
They're the multi-billion-dollar company. Profit sharing, all that shit.
That's a heck of a deal.
Hell yeah. You know, like I say, if I would have kept my damn nose clean when I first started driving truck back in 2004,
mm-hmm.
that would have been the doggone bullseye to shoot for right there, Walmart.
Are there any other, you know, big organizations like that that, you know, that you found or heard that are good to work for if you couldn't work for yourself?
The only big four I found that's good to work for is Schneider. The
yeah.
rest of them are a piece of shit. Even though they got their big companies, Swift, J.B. Hunt, Werner, they pieces of shit. You know, I wouldn't work for them if I had one damn bologna sandwich left, I wouldn't work for them.
Really? They just keep it?
I'd wash somebody's dish and flip burger before I work for them. But Schneider, the big orange truck, yeah,
mm-hmm.
they pretty stable. I researched them. They money is good. The bank accounts are strong. And number one, they break bread. They share good money with their driver.
That's necessary too.
Yeah, they share money. They share they start. I put it to you this way. I got a rookie driver, never drove before. He just graduated school, never
mm-hmm.
drove before in his life. Had a hard his mom stepped to me while I was over there cleaning up my truck. That's when I first bought my truck. I bought a came on operator. She said, I wasn't going to bother you, but I had to come over here. My son having a hard time finding work. He just graduated trucking school. I said, what? Having a hard time finding work. I said, where are we? I mean, what state are we in, ma'am? I'm not being smart, but what state are we in? In Texas? I said, he having a hard time finding a trucking job. Come on, in Texas? I said,
yeah.
Ma'am, let me tell him to call this number here, 1-800-44-PRIDE. I said, what's that to? I said, that's Schneider. I said, I'm sending him to a damn company he can actually retire from.
Wow.
Do his 10, 15, 20, however he want to do. And Schneider got four different divisions. They got tanker yanking. They haul liquids and shit in them tanks.
Uh-huh.
They got flatbed, skateboarding, what I do, flatbed.
Gotcha.
They got drive van, specialized delivery. Man, they got all kinds. And they got dedicated shit. If your son don't want to go all over God's creation, but he want to be home on the weekend for
mm-hmm.
family's sake, he can go get him one of them damn Costco accounts or one of them big major accounts that they got, and he just services them on it.
That sounds like a heck of a deal.
And you know what? That young man took Mom took all my information. She gave it to her. I told her before she walked away, I said, look here, have no fear, man. Your son going to be working. If he calls and do what I tell him to do, do what I say, he going to be working within 1 week. Within 1 week, he going to be in a damn truck.
Right.
With a trainer. With a trainer training him. For 8 weeks, 8 to 10 weeks, he's going to be training with a trainer. Once he passed that trainer say, hey, go back to the daggone place and say, hey, he ready. He good. He ready. He ready for his own truck. 10 weeks, and then they gonna send you back out with a executive trainer to make sure that trainer ain't lying.
Right.
And test you on the road for about an hour, and bring you back. If you two work out, you finna get the keys to your own truck.
Nice.
In 1 week, that man, 12 weeks, I put it to you, you know, with all the training and shit. This young man had a damn dedicated Costco load making 33 cents a mile.
Wow. Awesome.
All he did was Costco. I say, man, you better not fuck that up. Let me tell you something while I talk to you that way, because I might be a clergyman, but I'm being real to you. You better not fuck that up. Let me tell you something. Back when I was coming up as a truck driver, you had to have at least 3 to 5 damn years before you can get a dedicated account.
Wow.
3 to 5 years experience up under your belt as a damn 48 state rookie driver going every damn way and ain't making nothing before you can get a dedicated account.
And that just got dropped right in his lap.
Just dropped right in his lap from the show. That's Snyder. That's Snyder, baby.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
That's why I work for him. Before I became owner-operator, I didn't mind working for. I can't stand working for them big-ass companies because you're just a number. But
exactly.
I ain't mind working for Snyder. Snyder got it going on. But the reason I left was because I couldn't deal with that snitch box. That snitch box, hell, boy.
What's that?
Computer law.
Oh. Gotcha.
Yeah, man, you got to walk the straight line with that damn thing now, man. Just about every day I found myself racing against it, trying not to violate the damn time, but I violated every damn day, man. You are over your 14 hours. Blam, blam, blam.
God, it's like Big Brother's watching you.
Yeah. And then they'll come, they'll call, actually, you know you over your time? I say, I've been trying to find a damn safe spot. I say, y'all tell us not to park in these ghetto spots where shit can get stolen. You got, say, you. If you can't find a safe spot, keep driving until you find a safe spot, no
right.
matter what your time is. I say, that's what's happening. Then they say, okay, all right, we see where you are. Then, yeah, you're right. We don't want you stopping in no damn Little Rock, Arkansas. Hell no.
Wake up with the trailer gone.
yeah, you be gone too with it. Well, yeah, I tell her, you know, hey, I say, hey, you can see where I'm at. I ain't lying to you. Yeah, you're right, actually, but you know, just be careful next time about your time. Try to find something a little earlier.
Right, right.
I got tired of that damn snitch box. Well, I'm going to save up my money and get my own truck.
Yeah, I can see how that would be annoying, and you're just trying to do the right thing, you know?
Yeah, but you know, like I say, I ain't had nothing against Snyder, even with that. You know, I had good dispatchers. They kept me fed. I was making $1,500 a week.
Nice.
And I said, this is time for me to get my own truck. I'm getting too old for this shit. I'm ready to retire out of this. Sick of this damn truck driving, man. I'm ready to get into my passion. My passion is sports and entertainment.
Yes.
I guess you can tell.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell a little bit.
I love entertainment and sports. Keeping people happy, making people feel good.
Yeah.
And that rowdy ass sport.
Yes, I think we're cut from the same cloth, my friend.
Yeah, man, yeah, you are. I guess that's why we made a connection.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, man, but yeah, I'm gonna let you go, man. I talk
okay.
to you all day long, man. But yeah, look for that. I'm gonna take if I have to take off Monday, I'm gonna be on it all weekend long because we got a bye week. Ain't no Cowboy game this week.
Yeah, I saw that.
I have time to work on that.
Okay. Did you want me to maybe give you a holler like next Friday? So give you about a week to get everything wrapped up?
Yeah, give me a week.
Okay.
Sounds.
I'll be done before a week, though, but, you know, like I say, give me something, then I can, because I don't want, I'm gonna do a, it's going to be a rough draft starting out, but then I asked my wife, I say, she a computer geek in the house. She knows all about that computer shit. I'm an old-fashioned pen and paper guy.
Gotcha. Okay.
She going to download us a professional form. We can put it all categorized, and, you know, like the CPA do it.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, that sounds good. I'm putting a reminder in my calendar right now to give you a holler next Friday, see where you're at. And if you have any questions before that, or if your wife has any questions, you know, putting that together, you have my direct dial. She can give me a holler, or you can give me a holler. You know, it's no problem here. I'm more than happy to help you guys.
Yeah, because she's not an employee, official employee or something, but she is a trustee. She's
okay.
All the paper, on the papers and every damn thing on the company and everything. Perfect. I had to make her trustee in case anything happened to be chaotic. Maybe God forbid that to happen. She got all 100% control of what to do with the company. I told her, sell every damn thing. Don't try to run the trucking company because you don't know nothing about trucking. You're a school teacher.
Just right.
Find your old goddamn sucker-ass truck driver that want to be a owner-operator and sell every damn thing to him.
As quickly as possible.
Man, find your old sucker and sell it to him.
Yeah. Take the money and run.
That's right. Sell him the world. Tell him you're going to make plenty of $1 million.
And then disappear.
Disappear. That's right. But no, I said, you know, she know I be joking a lot. But
right.
She know I have my business in place. Anyway, I already got a driver that's going to be buying some truck, buying one truck from me. This
perfect.
Is going to be a second truck that you finance. It's going to be easier just to buy another truck rather than just sit around and wait and try to fix the truck.
Right. Hey, so the goal is to basically have a fleet at some point then, right?
Hell no.
No?
No, trucking ain't my passion, man. Hell no. I'm getting this truck to keep me going. Like I told y'all, I'm driving somebody else's truck right now just to keep from being without a job.
Gotcha. Okay.
My friend was nice enough to let me get this truck. He went, now he wants a fleet. This is his thing. He says it's not his passion, but he want to build a fleet. But I told him, the hell with that, man. It's headache enough just owning one damn truck. So the only reason I'm just going to be having to have two trucks, because while I'm driving the new truck that I'll be getting, I'm going to be fixing that, just stacking money up to fix that other truck up that the engine blew up on me.
Okay.
And I got a young friend, about 20-something years old, young and disciplined, too. I love him. He's a wild young guy. He's a disciplined young guy. He act like he's 40, 50 years old. But he said he want to try his hand at owner-operator. And I said, well, I got a truck for you. I'm going to fix it up and just let you get it. Shit. I said, make no mistake. I got 1.5 more years in this game before I'm 50 years old, and I'm looking to get the hell out of it. And get into my real passion. But I told him, I'm going to pimp you out for about 1.5. If I fix that damn truck up, I'm going to pimp you out for 1.5 year and make money off of you. And after 1.5 year, when I turn 50, God enabled me to see 50, I accept payments every month. You can pay that damn equipment off, and I give you the title, it can be yours. So I'm out of it.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Make your money and get out and while you still can and you know, have time left to do whatever you like to do.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Sports and entertainment.
Yes, please.
That's a multi-trillion-dollar, billion-dollar industry if it ain't a trillion-dollar industry.
Oh, yeah.
Entertainment and sports.
Yeah.
Man. Shit. Movies, film, anything. Anything got that something to do with lifting somebody's spirit up.
And laughter.
Did you hear about, I'm going to let you go, but did you hear about Kevin Hart's stand-up movie, new stand-up movie?
I've been seeing the commercials. I definitely going to go check that out.
He had grossed $12 million last weekend. $12 million. The highest paid stand-up comedy film ever in history.
That's crazy, because I remember, you know, back in the day, remember when Eddie Murphy Rock came out? And that was... Yeah. And that, those were the highest grossing comedy things at that time. So that's pretty crazy.
I told you that we made a connection. I told my wife the same thing. That's how we made a connection. I told her, I said, Eddie Murphy made a movie back then called Delirious. That thing rocked. I got the original DVD.
I still say some quotes from that, to be honest with you.
I still got the original DVD wrapped in plastic still. I ain't even opened it.
No way. That's crazy.
Yeah, I got it. 25th anniversary edition.
Nice.
And, 30th anniversary, something like that. But Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Del Reese, Red Fox, them guys were the pioneers, and to see Kevin Hart surpass them, man, that's amazing.
That's some big time stuff.
That's why I say I got to get my ass back in my true calling. My true calling is there.
Yep. I believe it, man. I believe it. I definitely believe it.
And don't you miss your true calling. You better get your behind me. It sounds like it's a theater or a thespian or some kind of film entertainment is in you.
I always thought my true calling is, I've been a surfer for over 30 years. I've always wanted to be a professional surfer, but I think I kind of surpassed that. I'm in my 40s now, so those kids are, 20 years younger than I am now. So I thought that was my calling, but...
it's still out there. I mean, you're a good swimmer, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're a good swimmer, man. You know about the waves. You gotta have wave education, man, on the waves and shit.
Yeah, I could potentially teach people to surf, or I'd like to, eventually just be involved in, professional surfing in some capacity, either working for an organization that does that or something. But that's what would truly make me happy.
I'm going to email you something, and I hope it inspires you.
Absolutely, please.
And it's one of my old newspaper clippings from back in 1980, 88, 89, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, shoot it over.
I boxed on the Olympic circuit for over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Amateur, and I boxed about 20. And I recently moved. When I moved to Texas, I said, man, there's so many boxes here. Boy, I'm going to have to weave the trash to get into the tub. So I called a local gym, which is a famous gym on HBO. You've probably seen it on HBO. It's called it. Maple Leaf Box. No,
yep.
Maple Avenue, something like that. What is this? I think it's called a Maple Avenue Boxing Gym, something.
Oh, okay.
It's in Texas, downtown Dallas. And they've been on HBO. And they turn out some good boxers. And I called and I say, look, I've been a boxer for a long time, and I want to come to your gym and just work out. I ain't looking to do no, I can't, I know my time is probably past. I'm not listening to traditional talk because I know I can box still if I want to, if I really go at it hard and train and get my body back in shape. Even Holyfield stopped at 51, and Foreman stopped at 40,
47?
49, 50.
Yeah.
I say, I'm not looking to think I'm going to get in there and get up there with Klitschko and them and try to be world heavyweight champion or Lenny Lewis. I just want to get back into it because I love it. I have to be around it.
Yes.
If I'm not around it, I feel like I'm dead.
I can identify with that.
And he say, man, just come on in, man, and we'll get you trained and everything. And you come on in, we can get you in shape. We got professional boxers, professional coaches around here. And I said, yeah, I know that. I seen you on HBO. I said, damn, it makes no sense. I live here, and then you round the corner. I can come on in and let y'all get with me and work with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, all I really want to do is get back. I would like to get into the Masters. And you say, the Masters? He say, we never had a Masters champion in this gym ever. I say, it's time to make history then.
Yeah, there you go.
in the amateurs, Zach, there is the Olympics. This is the Olympics. This is governed by the Olympics.
The
Masters is for guys that are over 40.
Okay.
Your age limit, traditionally speaking, your age limit in the, to fight in the Olympics can't be over 33. I think you can't be over 30. You still can box in the Masters if you're 40 and over.
Gotcha.
You just can't compete in the Olympics. They ain't going to let you compete in the Olympics, which I don't know why, but they figure you're too old. You might get hurt. It's a liability, I guess. But
right.
They let you box in the Masters, and it's governed by the Olympic Committee in both Colorado, and 40 and over, and you can compete in the Golden Gloves, too.
Were you able to?
Yeah, man, that's what I'm aiming at doing, because I say, man, I would love to make history in that gym, be the first Masters champion.
Yeah, how cool would that be?
Yeah, so I'm going to send you a clipping of my old box clipping.
Please do.
I hope that inspire you to get out there and get into that surfing.
Please do, man. I would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, get going on. If surfing is what you really want to do, man, don't let tradition tear you down. Oh, man, don't you think you're a bit too old for that, man? And you should be teaching instead of trying to be on the front line.
Hell
with your tradition. If I feel it, I'm going for it.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. Yeah, please send that over. If you when you get back into town, I'll definitely use that as motivation.
Yeah, man. Get out there and, I mean, teach it if you want to, but still get on the front line too.
I'm still trying. I'm still trying every time I get out there.
Who knows, man? You might be get your damn somebody might discover your ass and give you a damn endorsement.
That's what I'm looking for. That's the goal.
Those sponsors got that money, man. Those sponsors ain't no joke. But they looking for winners, though. They want winners because that's what's going to push their product.
Exactly. Or marketable people.
It's not necessarily winners. What it is, it's just the unbeatable human spirit.
Yes.
That pushes the human man to achieve amazing things no matter what age he is. Especially if he's an older guy.
Yeah.
If he actually doing this, you'll get an endorsement. What? They want that. They like that shit.
That's the goal, my friend. That is the goal, for sure.
All right, brother. Yeah, man. That's what I send it over to you, man. And
okay.
I hope that inspires you, man. And you have a blessed day. And
yeah.
God bless you.
Absolutely. Likewise, and I'm going to give you a holler on next Friday, see where you guys are at with the profit and loss. If your wife has any issues during the week or any questions, you can have her give me a call, and I'll be more than happy to help her out as well.
Roger that. Roger that.
All right, my friend. We'll have a good weekend. Try to get some rest in there, and we'll talk again next week.
Likewise. God bless me. God bless you.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.